What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Someone called it bunion.
An itching, bunion or itching?
I don't know, I never had it.
Bunion hurt. The bunion don't itch.
I've seen scratching.
They can have a ground itch between the toes. They don't have much that itching.
Is that what you call it too, ground itch?
I didn't know the name, I didn't have it, I didn't know, but I see them just scratching and rubbing it and said it to the bunion.
Bunion,
yeah, I think it's a different kind of a pain.
Bunion sure hurts, you don't eat, it'll hurt. Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. No,
I know. Now, ground itch, red itch. Mm. If you could dig and get some good thing, you dig holes in it.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
There's two names there.
Moonshine is one name.
And strap on an egg.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
You said cheap whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what they call the acky holder?
That's cheap.
Well, I know that's what they call the low wine.
Low wine for cheap.
Mm-hmm. You see, I don't know what the cheap whiskey is. Ain't never bought none.
Okay, what do you call something that a child likes to play with?
Little brands up here, like little pistols and wagons, tractors.
Well, if he has a tractor here and a pistol and a wagon all together, do they have a name? His, like the child likes to play with his.
Would it be a little tractor? Little boys, that's what they run for. Likes the little tractors, little foot tractors, you know.
Would you call all these things something like toys or playthings or play toys?
Mm-hmm. You know, they is some, but I don't know what the name of what you call them.
Play toys.
They might have another name, but I just don't know what the toys.
Toys. Okay, now the next section is dealing with word patterns. You know, like I might say, today I see you, but yesterday I saw you, and see the word changes. Mm-hmm. And if you can help me by going through, I'll give you a word and we'll say a sentence and change it like that. For instance, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been yet?
Okay.
If we're using the word buy, have they been
bought yet?
Button. Okay, and if we're talking about, and I might just say, yes, I them yesterday. What would you say?
Say you bought groceries yesterday.
That's too much. Too much of that.
Is that what you'd say? If we were talking about eating apples, you might say, have the apples been already? If we're talking about eating.
They've been cooked or been cut up or something.
Well, if we're using the word eat,
I'm not giving what eat.
Yeah, eat.
You can use the word, if you don't eat that apple.